Hi, welcome to Tea Time with Allison and Melissa. I'm Allison DeBauman, and we have a great show for you today. Today we're going to be talking about the recent issues relating to women and men and the topic of growing up, mostly related to women. So, Melissa, what are your thoughts on high school?
High school is very, like, up and down, I guess. Like, you have good moments and you have bad moments. Like, yeah. I think everyone has, like, one bad year in high school, and then the rest is all good.
Yeah, I think it gets really hard sometimes, but I think, you know, it's everything. We have to go through it, and we have to get through it, like.
It's only 5 years. And I mean, us being in year 11, we only really have, like, a year and a half to go.
Like, in year 8, time was so easy.
Yeah.
And then, eventually, shit happens, and, like, you grow out of your relationships with people, and, like, friendships or whatever, and, like, you start to realise the sort of people you're hanging out with maybe aren't best.
Yeah, they're kind of toxic, and then cutting those toxic people out of your lives is probably the best thing. And it helps you mature as a person, I reckon. Definitely helps me mature as a person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all the drama we had in year 8 and year 9.
Yeah, with our home group, our home was a mess.
Yes, it was. And especially because we were both kind of in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, me and, you know...
Yeah.
We were just kind of out of it. We were like, you guys fight. And then, like, you were, like, in the middle of
and it was so hard because I was, like, I don't know. It was hard. Because then I would be like, and people would be like, you're spreading rumours about this person. You're telling them what we said about them. And it's like, well,
I'm really not. This is your drama, not mine.
I'm talking to both people because I like both people and I was friends. I was friends with one, with the one group.
Mm.
And then I kind of stopped being friends, and those are the toxic people in my life, and I continued being friends with this other group.
Like, kind of, like, end of year, like, year 10, our group had this fight, and it was pretty bad, and, yeah, after that, I was like, nah, I want to be around you, like, you're nasty, you're toxic, and realise that that's the sort of person that I don't want to hang out with, because... You know, the sort of people you hang out with doesn't influence the sort of person you become. Like, you're going to hang out with shitty people.
Then you're going to end up being a shitty person.
Mm. So...
And, like, yeah.
And I just don't deal with the drama, you know?
Yeah, I'm just, like... Drama is just kind of overrated now. Like, why go through the drama? You know? Like, we're here to, like, learn, get an education, get out of here. Some go to uni, some don't. You know? It's just... living life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, having those friends, those toxic people, can lead to, like, things like anxiety and stuff, you know? Like, not being good enough, like, not looking right.
Doubting yourself.
Yeah, having, like, a certain way of thinking about yourself, like, there needs to be, like, a certain body image. Like, you need to look this way to be friends with us. Like, you need to have... I don't know if it really happens here, but, like, I know other places, it's, like, they have, like, cliques and, like, groups and stuff. Like, you've got the jocks and you've got the cheerleaders and you have the nerds. America, yeah. Like, we don't really have that here. Like, I mean, we have popular people, but everyone's kind of nearly friends with them. But then there's some people that are just, like,
not and we all friends. Have our own groups, so we all mostly get along. And I don't think, like, well, for us year 11s, I don't think there's really a big issue with bullying anymore.
Yeah.
I think if there is, most of it just goes, you know, online. Yeah. So it's really hard to define if it's bullying or just, like...
Just someone being...
Mean.
Mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we don't really hear much about bullying in our school.
Mm. Like, having people... Year 8 and 9, there's a lot more...
Oh, definitely,
drama.
Yeah.
Immaturity.
Yeah. I mean, you're just fresh out of primary school, getting into high school, learning the ropes. It's hard.
What are your thoughts on, like, mental health?
Mental health? I think men need to come forward more. I feel like...
And talk about their struggles.
Yeah, like, well, they're not really men, but boys have a hard time coming forward, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
There's this pressure on guys to be, you know, tough and strong all the time and be the supportive type to other people.
I feel like we as a society shouldn't really be doing that, I mean. Because, I mean, it furthers their, like, their mental health, I guess. Like, they go, they, like, go deeper. Like, I don't know anyone.
And I think we still have this big stigma around mental health where we don't want to talk about, like...
Yeah.
you know, if you have like a broken leg, you know, you tell people and you get treatment for it, but if like you're in a bad headspace and you're struggling, and like no one wants to talk about it, and it's like just stay positive, and then some you'll people, be fine, don't worry, and you know, they want to help, but no one really knows what to do.
And I feel like our counselors at school aren't very good.
Yeah, well, I think they need younger like counselors who can relate to us more.
Yeah, like. I'm not a big fan of the councils at our school.
I've never been to them, so I can't really say much, but...
I've been to them a couple of times. Not for me, but, like, I've been with...
Other people.
Ex-friends going down there, you know. They seem like... They don't really seem like they're helping a lot.
Yeah.
It's really weird. I'm not down with this counsellors.
Like, do you think the show 13 Reasons Why has helped start a conversation with us kids?
Definitely. I think it shows what's really happening in the world, like what people try to cover up, you know? Because...
Especially with, like, the theme of, you know, sexual assault and rape throughout 13 Reasons.
Yeah, definitely. Just trying to think. No, yeah, because, like, I reckon the whole school's watching it. Or has watched it.
And, like, the whole slut-shaming thing that, you know, Jessica's had to be gone through because everyone thinks she's lying, and that happens to so many girls, like, everywhere.
And especially on social media, like...
Like, you post a photo with a bit too much cleavage and people just think you're a whore. Oh,
definitely. Like, or people be like, not hot enough, like... She's just...
Like, instead of supporting each other...
Yeah.
And empowering each other, we just bring each other down. Yeah. Right?
Do you feel like there's a certain way we have to look at Instagram? Like, on platforms like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, lately, I see on Instagram all these things, like, all these... Like, what you should and shouldn't eat, and all this meal plan, all this pressure of, like...
Yeah.
I guess diets and stuff, especially for women. And, like, you know, 10 ways to get a flat stomach, like... And I feel like that's good... Like, eating healthy and whatever, but, like...
Yeah, but some people don't like eating healthy, like...
Like, I think it's just...
They do what they do, you know? It, like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, girls go on there and just compare themselves to these women.
Yeah.
And think that they're lesser than them because they don't have that body or they don't have that perfect hair or whatever.
Yeah.
When, like, that's just the highlights of their life. Like, they will have their struggles. We'll have our struggles, but we don't... I think we need to, you know, use... platforms like that to talk about our struggles.
No, definitely. Like, I feel like...
Because, like, even me or you, like, we go on social media and we see everyone at parties or doing things or going out all the time, and we think that we need to be doing stuff all the time to be happy.
No, definitely. I feel like I need to be out more and taking more photos. Like, I love taking photos, but, like, it seems like I'm never taking good photos. I feel there's
pressure to just go out and do stuff and... keep up, you know, the fame going on your feed. Yeah,
definitely. Like, I feel like a lot of young girls are looking, now have, like, Instagram and stuff, looking at, like, models like, you know, Tammy Hembro. I know she's, like, really skinny and, you know, is tanned and blonde. Like,
she's gorgeous.
She's pretty, like, I think her body's a bit out of proportion, to be honest. Like, she's got too big of a butt and too small of a waist. But, like, I feel like, I personally don't, like, feel bad when I look at photos like that. But I know some girls do. Like, I wish I looked like that. You know, I need to start exercising.
Like, we need to stop comparing ourselves to others and compare ourselves to, like, our yesterday self, you know?
Yeah.
And how we can improve on ourselves, because we're all different.
Yeah. And then, like, the Kardashians, how, like, I'll go on their Instagram stories and they'll be, like, top 10 ways to get a flatter stomach.
Like, the other day, Kim Kardashian posted this photo of this, like, these lollipops that you can eat that are appetite suppressants. Like,
why would you want to suppress your appetite?
Like,
that's so bad for your body.
Yeah, and that's, like, that creates eating disorders. Yeah, like not eating. Like if you're hungry, you have to eat. Like, and so many young, impressionable girls are going to look at that and think, oh, I'm going to get that.
Yeah, like, I have to do that. And it's like, well, no, you don't. You're perfect just the way you are, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and there's also, like, I love how a lot of, you know, bigger women are coming onto the scene and being like, well, no, I love my body.
And like, I feel like people put, like, people in categories, like, well, she's thick, or she's not thick enough, or she's too skinny, or butt's too big, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just...
It's just...
part as well.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I feel like we have to have the perfect Instagram feed as well. Like, I don't know. Like, you feel pressured.
What about in high school? Like, have you ever felt... shame say about, like, you're having a period?
Oh, definitely. In year 8 and year 9, oh my goodness, I'd be, like, shoving that pad in my pocket. I'd be, yeah, like, running to bathroom.
It's, like, taboo. This thing is evil.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I think now it's not, like, we don't really care as much now, but, like, I remember, like, in primary school, I got my period really early and I felt so, like, gross about it.
Yeah.
Like, this is wrong, even though it's natural and it happens to everyone.
No, yeah, I remember I got my period, like, a week after my birthday, and I was, like, out of my, like, I had, like, my 4 best friends at the time. I was the first one to get it out of all of them, and I was the youngest.
Mm.
And I was, like, no, and, like, we had a sleepover one time, and they were, like, so has anyone got their period? And I'm, like, I was so scared to be, like, I have it. But then I was, like, yeah, I kind of got it, and, like, I was on my period at the time as well, so it was, like, it was kind of hard to, like, hide that, you know. And, like, going into the toilets, I used to feel very, like, self-conscious about opening.
Yeah, like, so the loud and how, yeah.
I'd always, like, have a friend, like, put on the hair dryer.
Yes, oh my God. I really don't care anymore, though. It can be loud as it wants.
I, like, grab my pad out of my locker and I'd be like, I'm on my period. No, I don't do that, because that'd be a bit embarrassing. I don't know how long we have.
Any other thoughts on, you know, growing up in
I feel like
high school,
where we live in Adelaide, it's a very good community, you know. No, well, maybe for us, but like other people it might not. Like, I feel like we've grown up a good life, you know.
Yeah, we're both privileged, but we still have our own struggles, and I think really just, you know, we need to just start talking more about things that we're going through with other people instead of just
talking about
blocking ourselves out from everyone.
Yeah, no, I feel like
adding to the stigma of mental health and the shaming of women, their sexual experiences, you know, rape, all that.
No, yeah, I feel like I feel like I've lived a very good life, you know. The only struggles I've had is like with anxiety and stuff. Like, I haven't gone through what other people have gone through, you know. So I'm very
blessed,
grateful for what I have. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We will see you next time on Tea Time with Allison and Melissa.
See ya!